Welcome back to our discussion of discovering treasures in the rhythm of God. In this session, we discuss catching the heavenly vision that Peter and Paul grasped hold of. We will see that Peter and Paul apprehended a heavenly perspective of the Godhead, and this perspective brought them into a dynamic rhythm of God. So there's something powerful that we can glean from seeing how Peter starts his book of 1 Peter. See the pattern that he discerns of the rhythm of the Godhead. So we see how he's addressing people, and he says, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, in sanctification of the Spirit, for obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. So look also at Paul's great prayer in Ephesians 3, where he says, for this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell with your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the width, the length, the depth, the height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of the Godhead. So see the heavenly pattern of life within the Godhead. Both Peter and Paul apprehended a heavenly pattern. They saw heavenly things by the Holy Spirit, and they discerned functions and roles within the Godhead, acting in a divine unity, flowing in a divine pattern. So let's see what they both see. They see the Father as the source of knowledge and wisdom, who has ordained plans encompassing his love, his values, his purposes, and his creative nature. They see the Holy Spirit revealing God's higher truths and ways through his presence, through his power and multidimensional grace. The Holy Spirit actively cleansing, strengthening, and empowering believers to walk in Spirit and truth, and bear the fruit of the Spirit. And they see the Son, our Lord Jesus, demonstrating the multidimensional love of God and revealing God's higher purposes and ways of redemption and restoration. And this is brought forth through his obedience, his humility, his sacrificial life, and his faithfulness and triumph of his resurrection. So such a revelation truly provides a strengthening view of the nature of God. It helps us see a real picture of God's uniplural nature that flows in a sovereign and divine union and rhythm. So we can see the rhythm of heaven truly helps us appreciate the distinctive roles of the Heavenly Father, the Holy Spirit, and the Son. And so I find this fosters a greater sense of intimacy with God, and also a way of relating and engaging with God. It truly enhances our prayer life and engagement with God. It also helps us come to a greater knowledge of God, and so we can perceive more of the ways of God. So we also can know God, we can relate with God in truly a greater way. So I love how Paul says in Romans 11, oh, the depth of the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. So note what Peter says in 2 Peter 1, where he says, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. His divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness, and through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have obtained, given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these things you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that's in the world through lust. Now, I love reflecting on the fact that God has not only offered us a way to gain greater knowledge of God, but all things that pertain to life and godliness, and be a partaker of his divine nature. This is huge. It's powerful. So I pray that you are greatly encouraged, Review the scriptures as we discussed. Reflect on how Peter and Paul see the Father, Holy Spirit, and Son flowing in a sovereign way. What thoughts do you have about that? What is God revealing to you? Write down your thoughts and talk to others about this, and then we'll see you in the next session.